no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 14th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you, an honor and a very distinct privilege that I hold dearly, and I don't understand why I get to be here, but I am so honored and humbled to be in this safe space with you, with people literally all over the globe listening to the Word of God. And we might hear it at different times of the day, all throughout the day, we might hear things differently, and that is the beauty of our differences. We're not all supposed to hear it the same. We're all in different places in life, different phases of life. The main thing is that we are listening and we hear and we allow God to say what He needs us to hear. And then we respond to that which we have heard. And we walk out humbly, faithfully, confidently, righteously. And we ask for His Spirit to lead us, to guide us into all truth. Today we begin another Old Testament prophet book of the Bible, Micah. We'll read Micah chapters 1 through 7 today, and this week we are reading the New International Version. Micah chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, the vision he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, you peoples, all of you, listen, earth, and all who live in it, that the sovereign Lord may bear witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads on the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath him, and the valleys split apart like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. All this is because of Jacob's transgression, because of the sins of the people of Israel. What is Jacob's transgression? Is it not Samaria? What is Judah's high place? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of rubble, a place for planting vineyards. I will pour her stones into the valley and lay bare her foundations. All her idols will be broken to pieces. All her temple gifts will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her images. Since she gathered her gifts from the wages of prostitutes, as the wages of prostitutes, they will again be used. Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl. For Samaria's plague is incurable. It has spread to Judah. It has reached the very gate of my people, even to Jerusalem itself. Tell it not in Gath, weep not at all. In Beth Ophrah, roll in the dust. Pass by naked and in shame, you who live in Shaper. Those who live in Zaanan will not come out. Bet Ezel is in mourning. It no longer protects you. Those who live in Meroth writhe in pain, waiting for relief, because disaster has come from the Lord, even to the gate of Jerusalem. You who live in Lachish, harness fast horses to the chariot. You are where the sin of daughter Zion began, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore, you will give parting gifts to Moresheth, Gath. The town of Azkib will prove deceptive to the kings of Israel. I will bring a conqueror against you who live in Merisha. The nobles of Israel will flee to Adullam. Shave your head in mourning for the children in whom you delight. Make yourself as bald as the vulture, for they will go from you into exile. Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light they carry it out, because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud people of their homes, they rob them of their inheritance. Therefore, the Lord says, I am planning disaster against this people from which you cannot save yourselves. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. In that day, people will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song. We are utterly ruined. My people's possession is divided up. He takes it from me. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore, you will have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by lot. Do not prophesy, their prophets say. Do not prophesy about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us. You descendants of Jacob, should it be said, does the Lord become impatient? Does he do such things? Do not my words do good to the ones whose ways are upright? Lately my people have risen up like an enemy. You strip off the rich robe from those who pass by without a care, like men returning from battle. You drive the women of my people from their pleasant homes. You take away my blessing from their children forever. Get up, go away, for this is not your resting place. Because it is defiled, it is ruined beyond all remedy. If a liar and deceiver comes and says, I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer, that would be just the prophet for this people. I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people. The one who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. Then I said, listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, should you not embrace justice, you who hate good and love evil, who tear the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones, who eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin and break their bones in pieces, who chop them up like meat for the pan, like flesh for the pot. Then they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer them. At that time he will hide his face from them because of the evil they have done. This is what the Lord says. As for the prophets who lead my people astray, they proclaim peace if they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to feed them. Therefore night will come over you without visions and darkness without divination. The sun will set for the prophets and the day will go dark for them. The seers will be ashamed and the diviners disgraced. They will all cover their faces because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin. Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they look for the Lord's support and say, is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble, the Temple Hill a mound overgrown with thickets. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles and those I have brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation, The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished? That pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor? Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. We will raise against them 7 shepherds, even 8 commanders, who will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod with drawn sword. He will deliver us from the Assyrians when they invade our land and march across our borders. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass which do not wait for anyone or depend on man. The remnant of Jacob will be among the nations in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep, which mauls and mangles as it goes, and no one can rescue. Your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies, and all your foes will be destroyed. In that day, declares the Lord, I will destroy your horses from among you and demolish your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. I will destroy your witchcraft and you will no longer cast spells. I will destroy your idols and your sacred stones from among you. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. I will uproot from among you your Asherah poles when I demolish your cities. I will take vengeance and anger and wrath on the nations that have not obeyed me. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Listen, the Lord is calling to the city, and to fear your name is wisdom. Heed the rod and the one who appointed it. Am I still to forget your ill-gotten treasures, you wicked house, and the short ephah which is accursed? Shall I acquit someone with dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? Your rich people are violent, your inhabitants are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Therefore, I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins. You will eat but not be satisfied. Your stomach will still be empty. You will store up but save nothing, because what you save I will give to the sword. You will plant but not harvest. You will press olives but not use the oil. You will crush grapes but not drink the wine. You have observed the statutes of Omri and all the practices of Ahab's house. You have followed their traditions. Therefore, I will give you over to ruin and your people to derision. You will bear the scorn of the nations. What misery is mine! I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The faithful have been swept from the land. Not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend, even with the woman who lies in your embrace. Guard the words of your lips, for a son dishonors his father. A daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. The day for building your walls will come, the day for extending your boundaries. In that day, people will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to the Euphrates and from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants as the result of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance which lives by itself in a forest, in fertile pasture lands. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in days long ago. As in the days when you came out of Egypt, I will show them my wonders. Nations will see and be ashamed, deprived of all their power. They will put their hands over their mouths and their ears will become deaf. They will lick dust like a snake, like creatures that crawl on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God, and will be afraid of you. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be faithful to Jacob and show love to Abraham, as you pledged on oath to our ancestors in days long ago.
Okay, so we have concluded
the book of Micah today. We began it and we finished it. And as we go through the Old Testament prophets, we can, generally speaking, of course, find the nuances that are similar in the last three Old Testament prophets that we just read, Amos, Isaiah, and now Micah. And so collectively, the similarities are the warnings of the impending judgment on Israel and Judah because of their idolatry and because of their social injustice. And what Micah offers us today is a balance of not just the warnings and impending judgment, but also the reminders of the promises of a future king that is coming to bring salvation to the people, but not just the Israelites, to all people. Because as we remember and hold on to for now, where we are right now in the reading, this covenant is just for the Israelites. It is for the people of Israel, the children of Israel. And the sacrifice of sin and the atonement for sin through animal sacrifice is for the people that have entered into a covenantal relationship with God. This is the children of Israel. But now the people that were just one nation or two nations split, Judah and Israel. And through their obedience to God, their worship to God alone, their sacrifice, but not those things solely on their own, their obedience to justice, their caring for the poor, and speaking out against the oppressed. And with that being said, we have the most infamous passage, in my opinion, in the book of Micah today. Obviously, because we read the entire chapter today. But in chapter 6, we have one of those hidden treasures right here in the reading. To know the heart of God, to know God through His Word. His Word is clearly laid out today. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? It's right here. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And even right here, right now, as I just read this, I'm reminded of the book of Jonah that we read last week, where Jonah disobeys God blatantly because he knows that God will show mercy on the people that have sinned against him. First of all, that is an honest admission, and that's a humble admission. But this passage right here today emphasizes the point that I continuously make here at Chronological, that we have to know what God calls good and what God calls evil, because we are calling the wrong things and categorically putting them into the opposite categories in which they should be placed. In the seventh grade, I opted to do office work in one of my electives that I could take. And Mrs. Norfleet, a tall and slender woman who took us little future wannabe secretaries underneath our belt and showed us the ropes, she often said, sometimes we put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Are you smelling what's cooking here? We can put all of our attention and time and emphasis on the wrong things because we have been misled. We have been deceived. And it's been called God in the name of God. And it changes the meaning of the truth and it changes who God is, and it changes the person of God that we think we know. And we are doing a disservice by misrepresenting him to the world. So again, as we go through the Old Testament prophets, I encourage us to stay alert, stay awake, stay open. There are things for us here, and we should not miss these very important words that while we understand they are for certain people in a specific place, in a specific time, these words are relevant to our own lives currently. Jesus, my prayer is simple today. I pray that we would act justly, that we would love mercy, and we would walk humbly with you, our God. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. I want to mention just real quick, like, the connection cards that we just released a couple of weeks ago that sold out real quick, like, they are back in stock. So if you were waiting for them to get back in to order them, they're here. Go get you some. Order 5 packs, get the 6th free. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we are so humbly grateful that we do not have to. Thank you for each and every one of you and each and every partnership, truly and humbly. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or once again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that on the right, at the chronological icon, look for the white birch trees that are my fave. That's it for me today. We will turn the page together tomorrow, continue back in our reading in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida, and I just wanted to call in and pray over marriages. So many people have called in and have asked for this, and it's a real need. So, Lord God, I just thank you that you are God over all. I thank you for the institution of marriage that you created, you ordained it, you bless it. And God, I just pray for every single person who's married and their marriage is struggling. God, I ask first and foremost that you would protect each marriage, that no weapon formed against our marriages would prosper, but the word of God would prosper richly within us, each of us, Lord God, that as you do the refining work, Holy Spirit, within us, that we would become more Christ-like. God, and we know that when you do your work in us and we become more Christ-like, things fall into place. So God, forgive us for when we are selfish, when we carry a spirit of offense, when we harbor unforgiveness in our hearts toward our spouse. Lord, forgive us when we put ourselves before our spouse and that we stop serving our spouse because we're wounded inside. And I pray, Lord God, that as husbands and as wives start to grow closer to you, that you would heal marriages. God, remove the stumbling blocks, or help us to identify those stumbling blocks that cause us prolonged suffering and a delayed healing in our marriage, and that we would overcome by your power and with your love. And God, I just thank you and give you praise and honor and glory for the victory we have in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I'm an early bird, 7:30.
7:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Curtius in the Commonwealth. And I just listened to Jill back in January on an episode I missed where she talked about trauma. And as some of you double dabbers may know, I am definitely going through some trauma this year. My wife and I both have experienced great levels of trauma. She's going on a year and a half of breast cancer journey and is ending the end of her chemo. And I had a concussion from a major car accident in January that left me with some traumatic brain injuries that I am still healing from. But she left in March to go live with her mother and didn't really explain. But I think the explanation is partially made by talking about trauma. We definitely both went through it. And what Jill explained was very helpful. Just pray for me and Angie that we will find a path forward. She's hired a divorce attorney. And we don't talk. We really haven't talked since she moved out in March. And I don't know that I'll ever have all my questions answered. But I love her. She says she loves me. But we're definitely moving apart. Pray for us to continue to heal emotionally and physically, and for her to be able to get her life back together, and me as well, with financial struggles of her leaving. Help me to find work, and help me to continue to double dab and dip into God's word every day.
Good morning, DABC family.
Just calling to lift up two people in prayer back from May 29th. I am behind, and to give an update on a prayer request I put in. Just wanted to say for the lady who called in for reconciliation with her family, there is no request too small, and that is something that God desires is reconciliation between us, that we may forgive. And for the man that called in for his little dog, that God would give you wisdom. Lord, we just come before you and just give you praise and glory and honor. I pray that you would be with this lady whose family needs to be reconciled. I pray for those that do know you, that they would find it in their hearts to forgive, that they would be a light to those that are still in darkness, and that God would soften the hearts of those that don't know him, that he would give them eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind to understand and a heart ready to receive. Father, we pray for wisdom for this lady who hosts events, that you would help her to continue to be a blessing to this family and to continue to work on drawing them all together. And we pray you bless her in her efforts. God, I pray for the man with the little dog. God, will you give him wisdom on what to do for his dog? I know we give our dogs sardines. It's good for their coat and for their joints. I know heart, liver, and other natural foods are really good, and you can get them in some freeze-dried food. But God, give him wisdom. You know this animal and its DNA and what will work best for it. And I pray for relief for the little animal, his pet. Thank you for praying for me and my friend. I had called back and said that I felt like God was telling me not to step in and rescue her. She did not take it well. She doesn't think I've abandoned her and can't believe I would stand and watch her suffer. That was really hard for me. It would have been easier to step in, but I felt like I needed to be obedient to what Christ was calling me to do. I pray that my friend will have it in her heart to forgive me and that our friendship would once again bloom. May God be with her and strengthen her as she carries on in her.